Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Hey, it's Doug Carson, Scott Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jared Goff, thank you for joining us. And thank you for the sarcasm at the end. You know, it's funny. Jared is acutely aware of what is said about the Lions, and I think he uses it quite a bit. I think he's acutely aware of what is said about himself, and I think he uses that quite a bit. I thought that was hysterical at the end. Aren't you going to ask me about the coordinators? Because, they know. I think they can use it, and I think they're a little bit edgy offensively because of all of the panic surrounding Ben Johnson's departure. Instead of dwelling on it, I think they're using it as fuel. I think that's. You know, they've turned it into a positive, if you will. That's the sense I get.
If they had scored,
and by the way, I think he was just joking around with us. I don't know if anybody was just having some fun.
I don't think he was upset. If the Lions had won that game 31-21, I think everybody would say, okay, the offense might be in good hands. We're okay here. But they didn't score 31. They scored 52 freaking points, and they could have scored more. I think what they did on Sunday was completely shatter and obliterate any narrative of, you know, the change in offensive coordinator might hurt this team. I don't know if they went out to do that, if that was the purpose or if that was part of that chip on the shoulder, whatever it was, great, fine. But I'm saying in the aftermath, to me, that's what that's what the statement was.
Yeah.
It's like, stop it with that. Look at our team. We just put up historical these are numbers that Ben Johnson didn't do.
Well, they've scored more points through two games than they did with Ben Johnson last year.
Right, but I'm saying like the all the records that they had, the 500 yards, right. the 52 points, the over 8 yards per play. I mean, that stuff is insane. And that was with this team, with Johnny Morton as the offensive coordinator, we can all stop talking about Ben Johnson.
I'm not there yet. Right. I mean, clearly, one 60-minute game, you can only send so many messages in one game, right? That are resounding I mean, you can only send so many messages that are going to cover the entire season. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say victory lap, John Morton's as good or better than Ben Johnson. But I am going to say they went out and did exactly something they did last year, which is look like a freaking juggernaut offensively. With somebody else calling the plays. And that's really, really encouraging. Given the Bears are probably not a contender, right? The Bears are probably trending to be near the bottom of the NFC. They were expected to be improved, and in the end, they might be improved. They're not there yet, and I'll feel a lot better if they go out and they do it against Baltimore, although there are questions about Baltimore's defense as well. There is something to be said for that performance being a nice reminder that they still have the players to do it. Can they do it in big games? Can they do it in big games? Can they do it on the road?
Well, my thing with the coordinators has always been the offense is there. It's already been installed. You know, who's calling the plays I don't think it plays as much of a role as what the offense already is that Dan Campbell brought in from day one. So Ben Johnson did a great job with that. And clearly he and Jared Goff clicked. They were able to score bunches of points and piles of yards and all that, and it was great. But just because you change the guy who's calling the plays doesn't mean that the offense is going to change. They still have the same players, and now you're putting some more guys in, or you're giving some more responsibilities to guys because they have more experience. And that's what's incredibly valuable to this team. To have, you know, Jameson Williams, who's taking a big step forward this year. To have a guy like Isaac Tesla come in, and he's only made, you know, two plays, but the two plays are spectacular. But everything is kind of, now we're getting back on track here. The game Monday night is going to be different. Mm-hmm. Another one on the road. It's a night game under the lights, and I think that all that matters because the crowd's going to be loud as hell. And I think that the communication is something that they really have to watch because of that hostile environment. It's not the first time the Lions have played in a hostile environment. It's not the first time the Lions have played in Baltimore. But if they can do what Jared Goff was talking about, which is communicate the line of scrimmage despite the fact that it's loud as hell, because yep. He said it shouldn't matter home or away. They know they have ways to communicate. Great. And they're going to work on that. Dan Campbell said something about that this morning. Hey, man, that's why bring in the 38 speakers and have them 10 feet from everybody so it's so loud that you try to duplicate what it's going to be like.
Yeah, and look, the Baltimore defense, too, on the road is going to be tougher. And I suspect in the end, Baltimore's defense is going to be better than Chicago's. But Baltimore's defense has given up 410 yards a game and 30 points a game through two games. It's possible that this isn't what we've come to expect from the Baltimore defense as far as their standard. It's only two games. They did play one hell of an offense in Buffalo in week one, and they can skew numbers earlier in the season. But, you know, it's something to monitor, Gator, is whether or not this Baltimore defense is what we've grown accustomed to. Here's one thing for sure. It's on the road. It's going to be hostile. And Jared feels like they've cleaned up a lot of the communication issues. He didn't want to get into, it was a smart answer, saying I'm not going to give the Baltimore fans a challenge and say, yeah, we can handle them. Regarding the end, Scott says he has perfect comedic timing. When he hears something that irritates him, even a little, he bookmarks it. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, he does. 248-539-9797. Brian's in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Brian.
Man, y'all got to be kidding me. Man, they scored 13 points against the Packers. They played a JV team, scored 52. And Gator got his chest pumped out like they only way to doing something.
You think the Bears are a JV team, huh?
The Bears are the three worst teams in the league. They are horrible.
You think their defense is horrible?
The first week. Why didn't they score 52 the first week against Green Bay?
Well, they're playing on the road points, against Green man. Bay, and they didn't
man,
communicate
well. Man, you're making
well.
Excuses. You got your chest pumped out like these guys are Super Bowl winners.
Yeah, you know what, Brian? I'll tell you what, Brian. I'll defend that. I think this team is a Super Bowl contending team. I 100% believe that, and I believe that before and after the Green Bay game. Why should I change my opinion based on a sloppy
because
game at Green Bay?
Because your chest wasn't pumped out after the first week.
I stood by my. Everybody's like, "Oh, should we change our predictions?"
We didn't change our predictions. We didn't change our predictions, Brian.
I still think this team is going to win the division. I still think this team is going to win. I don't care about the preseason. Nobody played in the preseason, Brian.
What I'm saying, that whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
I don't think it's anybody's fault. I think it's the right strategy to do. Why would I play my starters in the preseason?
They beat one of the worst teams in the league. You act like they only way to Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, Brian, he actually thinks they can go to the Super Bowl, and so do I. What's wrong with that?
Listen, you can think it all you want. Detroit Lions, y'all might well stop lying to these people. They're not going to no Super Bowl.
Okay, Brian.
They're not going.
All right.
How your chest pumped out. I want you to have your chest pumped out.
Let me ask this. How bad is this team, Brian? How bad are they?
They are a good team. They're not in the top four. But they are in that second half. It's the Ravens, Buffalo, the Chargers, Philly, Green Bay. The Lions in the second group.
See, the Lions are the third best team. You think they're the third best team in the NFC?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I think it might be the third or fourth best team in the NFC. Yes,
oh,
I
now
do.
Fourth best. Who else is ahead of them in the NFC?
The Commanders. When they played the Commanders in the playoff, what happened, Gator?
Commanders look real good this year so far.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the Commanders.
When they played the Lions,
so the Commanders' loss at Green Bay doesn't count, but Detroit's loss at Green Bay does.
It counts. What I'm saying is, don't have your chest pumped out, man.
No, Brian. Don't tell me what I can or can't do. If I feel chesty about this team, which I do, I like this team a lot. Am I guaranteeing them a Super Bowl? No. Yeah, they haven't listened to anything I've said. I think this is a really good football team. It is a Super Bowl contending team, just like Green Bay and Philadelphia. And yeah, I still think highly of Washington, even though I think they played awful to start the season. And I don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to be able to play in the next couple weeks or not. But beyond all that, I think when the smoke clears, you're looking at the Lions contending for a Super Bowl with those other teams. If you think that's me sticking my chest way out because they beat up on Chicago, what I feel is that any concern we have about the offense because they switch coordinators, I'm not that concerned about. I wasn't that concerned about it in the offseason, and I'm not concerned about it now.
We planted the flag and took a beating last week because we didn't give up on the season, because we stuck with our original predictions, which wouldn't be worth anything if we gave up on them after 1 week. Brian, nothing changed between week one and week two. I feel a little bit better about the coordinator because last year they put up 52 twice against bad teams. It's exactly what they did last year against bad teams. One was Jacksonville, and who was the other one? Was it Tennessee? I think it was Tennessee. It wasn't Chicago. Chicago was worse last year, right? They didn't put up 52 against Chicago either time. In fact, I don't think they scored 52 in the two games against Chicago combined.
You know, the Bears were in yards given up last year. They were sixth in the NFL last year. Has the defense changed all that much for the Bears from last year to this year?
Their marquee additions were on offense, I would argue, but
last year the Bears gave up 21.8 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, look, Brian, we think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
That's a JV team, bro, Brian. You're right.
We think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. You don't. We're on record. But I'll tell you what Gator's not doing. He's not lying to the audience about how he feels. I can guarantee you that. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.